Hello, 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 and thank you for all the interest you've shown in Truth Village Foundation thus far. This is Chappelle Campbell, a.k.a. Miss Truth, coming to you live for Women of Color Podcasters, streaming over all your streaming services. Find which one is yours. As I always do when I start off, I introduce myself. So again, I am Chappelle Campbell. I am the founder and director of Truth Village Foundation here in Las Vegas, Nevada, Clark County area. You can reach us at 702-204-9836, or you can email us at truthvillage2011@gmail.com with any questions you may have about our organization. But you know, it's the best thing to do. You can always Google us. We are on all the social media. You can just Google Truth Village Foundation Las Vegas. It'll take you to the podcast and anything else that we have going on with Truth Village. So welcome. Today is March 3rd, Sunday, March 3rd, 2024. And I am here with you today with my third week of my podcast. I'm back. I did two years and I took a little break, but I'm back with you guys and I have some exciting line up for you. So many exciting guests, so many people to talk to. Today I'm going to be talking to my head of artist development, Jaconi Red. I just want to tap in with him and touch bases about how we're moving forward with Truth Village Foundation in our artist development area. We're going to be meeting soon with Ms. Gillian out there in New York. She's going to be coming down to help us with some of our branding services. So I'm looking forward to some of the amazing, amazing people that we have to just come in and touch you guys and let you know how they're collabing with us and just moving forward with what we have. So yes, I'm going to get on the phone with Mr. Jaconi and see if I can get him on the line today. It's a great day. Sunday, March 3rd. Moving into March already. New beginnings. The spring is coming. So again, thank you so much for always supporting and tuning in to Truth Village Foundation. It Takes a Village podcast. And we love you. We'll be back right after this. Jaconi Red.
Yeah.
You on live. What's up? It's your girl, Miss Truth.
Hey, what's going on?
Your sister from another mister. I told you I was going to give you a call this morning. You know I'm podcasting with Women of Color Podcasters now. And they just want to know what I'm over here doing with Truth Village. I wanted to first start off these first few weeks introducing them to some of my staff and some of my colleagues and some of my partners. So this is my partner in crime right here, Jaconi Red. He is our head of artist development over there at Truth Village Foundation. He has been so instrumental in doing the things that he needs to do with getting our young people ready for their different interviews, for just giving them encouraging lessons, different workshops, just really showing how to be together as a village. So here he go. He right here. This Jaconi Red, y'all. Say what's up.
Hey. Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing? It's so good to be on the podcast with you. I'm so excited that you are doing your thing, and this such touches me, and it makes me feel so proud. So thank you for having me.
Well, I'm having you. Yeah, you've been a part of my encouragement. Everybody know I've been doing this podcast. I did it for 2 years and I had to take a little hiatus, you know, so I can just revamp and reorganize and get some things in order. But the people been waiting. They've been watching because, you know, you've been a big part of my social media blast with all of the talent that you have and the different work you've been doing with the kids. But basically what I do on this show, I just try to help with the small businesses, help with those that's trying to move forward in their artists, innovation or whatever it is. So, and I go to the people beyond the people beyond the people. So yes, Jaconi Red is one of the greats over here in Las Vegas. I'm so blessed to meet him. But as I do with all my guests, I let them tell their own story. So Jaconi, just introduce yourself. I'm definitely going to probably add some of your music so they can hear just how great you are in all aspects of art. But just tell them a little bit about yourself and, you know, what it is that you do.
Well, my name is Jaconi Red. I am a singer, songwriter. I host, I teach, I do a little bit of everything. They call me a triple threat. But I am a child of God mostly, and I just love people. I love what I do. I love just being an assistant to those and to anyone. Right now, I am working on a project that I cannot discuss at this moment, but I am working on a project that is going to be absolutely amazing. I'm releasing a country song. I want the song because Beyonce is like, I love her so much.
Our inspiration.
So she inspired me. Yeah, she's such an inspiration. And she inspired me to do a country song. And when I tell you that I've been singing it to the chorus to a lot of my work friends, and everyone's just like, that's going to be a hit.
Well, they already know. They heard Welcome to the Village, just a little bit that you're working on. Jaconi Red is a singer, songwriter, rapper, artist, dancer, just all around talent. So that's basically why I decided to really partner with him and wanted him to be a big part of the artist development over here that we have going on with Truth Village. So, Jaconi, can you tell them how they can get in touch with you? Just a little bit. You told them, you know, some of the music you're going to be releasing, the projects you're working on. They pretty much can see a lot of that on it's out there. So I'll make sure I'll send the links and connect all the links once I upload this podcast for the social media. But just tell them where they can contact you at and how you can be reached.
Well, you can definitely reach me at I am Jaconi Red on Instagram, Facebook. And you can also reach me through Truth Village as well. And you can reach me, I apologize. You can reach me,
basically through all the social media.
Yes.
Okay, and now, real quick, if you can share with the guests, because they always ready to hear some of our stories. Can you share with us just one story or one time or something that helped you to be interested in working with me, with Miss Truth, and what it is, a little bit about the young people, anything that you want to just share that that you shared with us? Because we've been probably working together probably almost 9 months, getting close to a year. So just tell them about some of your experiences that you had with Truth Village and what makes you want to just mentor and help with this 16 to 21 year old group.
What I like about it is because I used to be a part of an organization called KFABS, Kids for a Better Society.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like about Truth Village is they remind me of when I was a kid and when I was a teen. And I really didn't have no one to teach me and tell me that this is how you do it, or this is what you're supposed to do, and this is how you conduct yourself, and this is how you do this. I was very wild, a very wild child. And even in the organization, I didn't want to listen to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to take control. I wanted to be the leader. I wanted to, you know, but I had to learn that a great leader has to be able to follow.
That's
so
right.
What I like about the Truth organization, Truth Village organization, is that the kids are coming from all walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
And that they are actually, when we get together, that they're actually listening. They're actually learning, you know. And although that many obstacles come and things happen, I believe in those kids, and I believe that those kids have what it takes to take it to the next level. I love the group settings where we sit around and just talk about things that we're going through.
You can see that. You can see that. It's been documented. The love has been shown. You can see the love that the Truth Village organization had for one another. Some in, some out. They come around eventually. But definitely you can see through the footage the love that's there, the unity that's there, that it really takes a village, and that you have definitely from the beginning stepped forward and just really supporting these young people and being there as a mentor, as a friend, big, you know, just a big homie, you know, they love you. They love you, Jacone. Yeah. So we just got to keep on pushing forward. Some of them growing up and moving on their way, but there's so many more that's out here that really want to grab some of the things that we're giving and showing and some of the teachings, some of the workshops. So we definitely got a lot of work to do. And I'm just so grateful that, you know, y'all had me and you make this connection so we can just keep the mission forward. You know, rather it's slow, rather it's fast, rather it's high, rather it's low. We're going to keep it moving forward, for sure.
And I also want to say that I appreciate you, Miss Truth, because your vision is beyond you, you know. And I see the vision, and that's why I wanted to be a part. I just love that what you're doing. You've been doing it for a very long time.
Yes, I appreciate that.
And I love just because, you know, I do my background as well. Of course, I did some background and some research in and stuff. And you have done some great things. And what I love about it the most is that you treat the kids as your own kids. You don't take anybody's side or this side. You know, even if you have to, you know, give them a rough, you know, talk or something.
Yes.
They know that, and in spite of it all, that you still love them. Know?
Yes,
and that's what I love, the fact that you'll do the children's hair and you'll make them feel good about themselves. You know, because a lot of people don't have.
That's you too. That's the big instrument. You've been in this organization as well, just really showing them confidence and making them feel a part of something. Over there when you was hosting at the Hookah Lounge over there with Less Touch, you know. Yeah, I mean, Jacone doing the thing. So you can tell them a little bit more about that, too, like some of the different hostings. I'm definitely on my end trying to see whatever projects we can still move forward in as the spring is about to come and the summer is coming. You know, we like it hot in Vegas. So, you know, during this time, it was just a lot of reorganizing. But now it's spring, new beginnings. And, yeah, we're moving forward. So I'm just looking forward and bless you and all the projects that you have coming forward. I'm watching, I'm waiting, you know, but Truth Village is over here. We definitely picked the right person. We got our luncheon coming up at the end of the month for the donors, because you know we up for the Impact Grant over here in Las Vegas.
March 7th.
Yes. So
March 7th, I am releasing my country song. It's called Rodeo.
Well, we hope you can perform it for the donors. We doing it over here at Heritage Park. The last Sunday podcast going live over here at Heritage Park in Henderson as we depart Henderson area and move on over to Vegas and keep it moving forward. We definitely, hopefully we can get a performance out of you on that day, but we'll see. We'll check the schedules. We'll check the schedule because I know you'll be there, but well, I'll talk to you more about that, you know, in our business at our next business meeting. But once again, for the people, my segment is coming up. We're getting close to the end. I got to still talk to one of my brothers over there in Nigeria. He's waiting. He done hit me twice already. So I got to definitely give him a call back so we can give a shout out to the family over there. But one more time, just let them know your name and how they can get in contact with you. And y'all know y'all can get in contact with Jacone through Truth Village Foundation. As we said, he is our head of artist development over here. And, you know, if you have any questions or anything, you can send it through the email. You can find us on social media, but I'm going to let Jacone go ahead and give you his information.
Yeah, so one last time, you can reach me at IAMJKONIRED. I am Jacone Red, because everything is beautiful when it's red.
Yeah. Yes. So, Jacone, I'm going to make sure during this podcast, I'm going to upload one of your favorites. So just send me a text and let me know what a couple of your favorites is, your original music. We always showcase original artists here, of course. I got to give Nui P a shout out because I'm supposed to talk to her on my next Sunday segment. So I'm going to holler back at her. Holler back, Nui P. You in here. But yes, definitely. I want you to, I'm going to definitely drop some, at least one of your singles. If I can get that exclusive to that country, it'll be good. But I know you're not dropping that until the 7th. So we're going to wait in anticipation. Okay.
Yes,
but yeah, you know, you guys, Jaconi has so much music, so I'm definitely going to drop one of his original tracks for you guys, so you can listen to the listen to it on the podcast. And thank you again, Jaconi, for coming in and blessing the people with your presence. You always support me, and I appreciate you, love.
No problem. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you guys soon.
All right, bye-bye. Sure.
Yo, Chappelle, this is Khan, your cousin. Like your show. I'm trying to find out how do I listen to the past pods that you did. I like that one. Nice, good little view. Shouting out people. Sound good. Your voice sound real good on there. Yeah, tell me how I can listen to the other ones.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hey, I hope you can hear me. My brother. We are live. Hey, everybody, this is Kesman. I just wanted him to introduce himself to the people and give a shout out. Let everybody know who he is. He's a great part of our organization. We've been working together now for almost a year. Just trying to get him over here in our area so we can just keep some of our connections going. Definitely want to take care of the people, feed the villages, feed our people. But yes, this is a great connection that I made, and I just wanted him to introduce himself and just have a chance to give a shout out. Say hello to the people, Kes.
Yeah, shout out to everyone, all the whole family in Las Vegas. My name is Kes. I love everybody in the family, and I've been wishing to meet everyone in the family. So, this is a love coming from Africa. I so much love my people in Las Vegas. I love family here. I'm so happy to meet you, and I'll be glad to be with you soon.
All right. So, yeah, again, I always want to make sure I get the people on so people can hear your voice and hear some of the connections that definitely that we're making. First and foremost, I want to give a shout out to you and your family. I know that recently you lost your father, and we just want to send all the love from over here, give all the blessings that we can as we're trying to move forward to just really, really make some changes and get some real help going on besides just the prayers and the blessings. We know that, you know, these families need so much. So you guys know all of our information. You guys know our Truth Village Foundation Cash App. You guys know all of that. We definitely want to try to get some funds over there to help out his family with the burial of his father, which is coming up very, very soon in these next few days here in March. So, Kesman, just tell the people a little bit about what you do over there and how you're sustaining and surviving every day. Tell them a little bit about the company you know you work for, and what are you doing over there? They want to know. They want to know what our brethren is doing over there.
Yeah. First of all, I want to say a very big shout out to Mrs. Truth. She has been a blessing to the whole building. She has been a blessing to the whole family. And I lost my dad in the case of the operation he did. And he lost his life, and we're trying to do the burial very soon. And by the special grace of God, on the 11th of next month, April, we're going to lay him down to rest.
Yes, so we're asking for everyone. Yes, to come in, and we need to help this family so they can lay their father to rest properly. I have the connection to make sure all the funds get over there. Everybody can see what's happening. We just really want to help this family out. He's a big part of our organization. As I said, we're making steps forward to get him here so that he can really be an impact for his family there. But they definitely need some help back there right now. So, yeah, is there something where my guest or my listeners can actually send you directly some funds to try to help you out with getting your father laid to rest?
Yeah. You know, in Africa, the cultures are different here. We got to do a whole lot of celebration to lay the dead to rest. And they also will hear about this Truth Village all the way from Las Vegas in the United States of America.
That's right. We're going global, baby.
That's assisting from all the whole way from America, assisting the programs in Africa. That's a very huge impact. And that's going to be a very big eyesore to the village. True Village platform, so the dead is gonna be right, led to rise, and we appreciate everyone to help us financially.
Yes, we're doing all we can. We know your father get laid to rest in April. We're doing all we can over here so we can make sure we send something your way and help you guys out over there. We're struggling over here too, you know, but as we band together as a village, as a family, you know, we do all we can. And when a lot of us come together, you know, things happen. Yeah. So that's all we're hoping for today. So that's why I needed to have you on here so we can reach out to the people and we can just get any assistance that we can to just get your father laid to rest away properly.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Truth. We so much appreciate your effort. You have worked so hard to raise a whole lot of people, to help people grow up, to help people in their very serious problems they are into, and a whole lot of things going on in their lives. May God bless you and promote you and do every possible things to make this True Village grow from grace to grace.
Yes.
And I pray this
I appreciate that. All right. Anybody you want to give a shout out to over there? Because I'm definitely going to upload this for you. I know you guys, because of the way it's broadcast, but I'm definitely going to be able to uplink it and to all the social media so that your folks over there can get a listen too. Is there anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah, I'm giving a shout out to, first and foremost, I'm giving a shout out to the True Village, and I'm giving a shout out to all the people that make this program to be successful, for all the people to hear about what people want and what they want to assist people in. So I'm really happy. I shout out to everyone that makes this program to be a success.
Thank you
to all of you, and God bless you all.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, my love. And I'm going to be in touch with you. I hear the people in the background. Yes, I'm going to send me some footage so everybody can see y'all beautiful faces. Send me a lovely picture of all you guys so I can upload it with the podcast.
Yeah.
But peace and blessings to you, brother. I'm going to be talking to you in the next few days as we make all the arrangements to make sure everything is taken care of, okay?
Yeah. Thank you so much. And God bless you all.
All right, now. And that was Kessman, guys. All right. So we're going to be back. We're going to come in with a musical break, and we're going to be back in a few minutes. You know, we got to make sure them sponsors get in there, because how are we going to get the money? We got a sponsor, baby. We need our sponsors. So thank you so much for always tuning in to Truth Village. It Takes the Village podcast, coming live from Las Vegas, Nevada. And we'll be back after this.
Hello, I bought one of your caramel apples the other day, and I couldn't help but look up your site, and I'm just interested in any ways that I can get involved. I do a lot of charities out here in Las Vegas. I do domestic violence, I do lupus, I do Nevada Childhood Cancer Foundation. I'm also getting into podcasting soon. I'm getting certified as a life coach. And I'm making a cream, the first skincare cream for autoimmune disease lupus. I don't feel like I found your card or had the apple on accident, so I was just wondering if there's anything I can do to get involved. I like the cause.
Hey, boo, so proud of you. This is Shiny Shine. This is what I do straight from the West Philadelphia. Keep doing your thing, girl, with that new jack swing, old school ripping it. You know how we do, girl. I'm proud of you. That's Shiny. Keep doing you. May God bless you. May God keep you. Hallelujah. And I'm proud of you. To God be the glory. Go on now. Truth Village on deck, on fleek, on whatever. I'm proud of you, girl. Peace. Deuces. Love you. Shalom.
Hello, Miss Truth, Miss Truth, Miss Truth. God, I bet you think I don't even be listening to your podcast. But I do. And I'm just amazed at what you're doing, and I see the bigger picture. Love you. It's me, Stacy.
Thank you again for tuning in to Truth Village, It Takes a Village podcast. Once again, my name is Chappelle Campbell. I am the founder and executive director of Truth Village Foundation here in Las Vegas. And again, I want to thank my special guest for coming in and speaking with me today, Mr. Jaconi Red, and my brethren over there in Nigeria, Kessman. Peace and love to you guys. Thank you again for always showing your support and love. And you know, you guys can always reach us at 702-204-9836, or you can email us with any questions or concerns at truthvillage2011@gmail.com, and you can always Google us to get all your updates and see what's going on with us. Just hit that Google bar, go to Truth Village Foundation Las Vegas, and you'll find us there. You can connect to the podcast and any other events or any special things we have going on. You can always go to our Instagram page, our Facebook page. We're on all the social media. And thank you once again, and we'll see you guys next week.
Questioning your soul. Look up, don't look down, and watch the answers unfold. Life is your birthright, then hit that in a fine print. Take the pen and rewrite it. Step out your wisdom and step in your wisdom to know that you're excellent, right? Spirit is teaching, no, I'm not just preaching, I'm taking my own advice. Let mama let you know, mama's still trying, I can't get no days off. I don't get no days off, truly I'm feeling it, I have to say that thing twice. Trying to be a good wife, still really hard, I can't lie. But I promised you I would fight, so I fight. If you're feeling frustrated, you're thinking I'm jumping in. Forgiveness is key because we're fighting something way bigger. You never lose, we are winners. I'll be the root, you be the tree. That's on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy, we're part of something way bigger. Bigger than you, bigger than we, bigger than the picture they frame us to see. Legacy, you're part of something way bigger.